I'm really excited to just go back to bed and sleep and nothing changed.
Me and Jacqueline did go on quite the journey to a bunch of different places and countries.
Tell us about it.
When we were, like, walking around, it was great, but when we had to just, like, stay, like, sedentary in this, like, attic for 6 weeks and not see.
Well, that was France.
That was, yeah. We just thought ourselves into a depression there.
Yeah.
Rough time.
We also went, though, to, like, places in Greece and stuff, and we booked, like, really sketchy hostels. Yeah. So yeah. That was like survive.
Did you just
survival
like,
mode?
Oh yeah, which is actually
which was actually really
in,
fun.
Yeah,
yeah, but definitely.
It's character building. So that's yeah. Maybe you'll find yourself when you put yourself like, kind of on the edges of your comfortableness.
We definitely got back though, and it was like weird to talk to other people we knew.
Yeah. Did you got like coming back from like abroad in general? Did you ever find yourself being like super annoying about it? Being like
In France, it's
hard not to talk about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean,
when it comes up and you just know that it makes you interesting, you know that it's interesting.
Also, yeah. It's like you always talk about things that just happened in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even though people
usually
hate
it's
being
pretty
like,
boring.
Brad changed you. Like they hate it because they love it.
Oh yeah,
no, but it should change you. Like it's a whole new experience.
It's like yeah, yesterday also changed me. Probably a little bit. I don't know why.
Yeah.
This radio show changed me.
I was thinking in terms of like college. I feel like freshman year, I feel like you change a lot because everything's new, where your mind can't go on autopilot of like been there, done that. But after freshman year, like you go like even going out, like you already know what to expect going into the night. So your senses and like everything else don't need to be as in touch or like engaged or like when you were at those hostels, like. Think of your fight or flight when you felt like you needed to survive, like your brain was like firing like 10 times differently then. You know you're absolutely safe, you know you're gonna see the people out that are safe no matter what you do or like what level you get, you're gonna be around people that are gonna like be able to take care of you in terms of like that thing.
One time we were in Greece and we were in this like taxi cab on the way to this club, and at a red light the taxi got out and started like really beating up the guy on a motorcycle.
Yeah, beating him up. I have
like
a video.
Absolutely, like punching him on his face and everything. It was.
Yeah.
And then he just got back in the car and we just kept on our way.
Yeah,
at that point, you gotta think you're next.
Did you get like a discount on that taxi cab, or did he charge you extra?
It was bigger language, so we were just kind of like giving it back. Like,
yeah.
Super scary.
And the night before, we went to like a Greek house party. And there were some guys there just started brawling in front of us.
Yeah, they like to fight there.
It was really entertaining.
Yeah.
Is that just like the Greeks?
Just really upset people. Their economy is crappy. They're just brawling.
It just ruined everything, and so now they're just mad at each other.
It makes sense, honestly.
Made for some like fun party experiences though. So maybe we should bring it into the U.S. I haven't seen a fight.
Really?
I expected to see more fights in college than I did. The only remotely close one was me and Jacqueline saw these people on 209 porch that were kind of fighting. One guy who's like, I'm going to kill you, Charlie.
It might have been Charlie.
Was I there?
It was not you.
But like that'll always ring in my mind. I'm going
to
kill you, Charlie.
Because he was being so dramatic and it was so funny.
It is very rare to see a fight of, like, two people that don't know each other that actually, like, your buddies will always fight. Like, Angus and Skarda probably fight.
As our listeners know Angus and Skarda.
What's that?
Our listeners know Angus and Skarda well.
Yes, they do. Or they should. It might be Angus and Skarda listening.
Hate you guys.
Me, Skarda, and Cal are going to Talawar.
No way!
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Pretty fired up about that. I know.
That's gonna be so much fun.
I wish you guys we could have all gone together.
I know. We don't know anyone else going, which is kind of be a bummer.
That's okay. We didn't really. One other girl.
We didn't. Go. Yeah. We
and
didn't.
They just had.
Yeah, you guys made a weird little guy gang that got up to some trouble.
Joey.
Oh yeah.
R.I.P. He didn't come back this semester.
No, it broke my heart.
Yeah, he's taking the med leave this semester and like working on dirt bikes in California.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
That guy's actually the nicest. I remember one day I was having a tough day.
He just fights gravity whenever he has a sip of alcohol.
He's the best. He really is. Bushes anything in his way. He's like a bulldozer.
The amount of times I've seen him in a bush is too many.
Yeah. One time is too many, and it's got to be at least 10 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Joey, I always like that we think that these people are listening.
No, I know they're listening.
Because one way or another,
they told me they would. You know,
Joey people told you always this. Follow through.
Yeah,
always. Oh. Yes.
I mean, you guys did follow through. Yeah,
we did. Jet lag helped. So I was already a week.
Well, you're coming from where? Australia?
No, Tokyo.
Ooh. Same time zone?
That's here?
No.
Oh, in Australia? Yeah. No, I think it's like an hour off, but yeah, you're close.
Nice. I think next year I'm going to go to Thailand.
Oh, spring break.
Spring break.
You live like a king.
Let's go to
Mm-hmm. It's so cheap everywhere.
I already just got to be aware of like trying to get swindled. Like one of my dad's old hockey players, because he's a coach, was telling me all about it at a Christmas Eve party. And he was like, that you get like stopped when like you're driving down on a moped down like the street, there'll be a cop that like radios to like another brigade down the road. They'll be like gringos coming down or whatever, like I don't know what Taiwanese to say, like white people, but you know. And then they'll stop and be like, do you have your like Taiwanese passport or whatever? And you have to pay them off like $100, whatever currency that is, which turns out to be like a nickel over here. So like I'm kind
of, how would you even avoid that situation? You have like pepper spray or something?
I don't think you can. I think you just gotta be aware of it. I think like you just gotta, he told me like if I'm going next year to talk to him, and he'd give me like a cheat sheet of like everything. So I don't know, I think
maybe a fun spring break place.
Yeah, I'm going, cause this year we're going to Miami, and that's gonna be very expensive.
You going again?
Yeah. Are you gonna be down there?
No, it's gonna be a
bummer. Oh yeah.
You're gonna be in Madrid?
I wish I was gonna be down there.
You gotta go to, there's a place in Madrid called, I can't say it on radio, but it begins with an F, and then it's like effing Mondays.
Alright.
And it's me and Brando went, and just everyone in that place either loved us or hated us. You know, Brenda was cocking them back on people. It was awesome.
I love when he gets like that.
Yeah, no. He never really got like that abroad, though.
It's probably because you just can't.
Yeah. I don't know. He was a beautiful boy.
He's a really good dancer.
Brendo always surprises me with the, I always like crazy his stamina.
These movements.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, by like 10 o'clock, you're like, this guy's not making it out. Mm-hmm. And then he'll be out at like 4 a.m., same and amount of drunk like, he was at 10 o'clock.
Exactly. Still going.
Yeah.
Like, he's pretty impressive.
Yeah, we, that first night, I feel like we had pretty good stamina. And the second night, the first night, we actually stayed up to like 5, 6 a.m. talking about nonsense.
Oh, yeah. That was a long night.
Yeah.
I love how in those moments when you're talking about nonsense at like 5 in the morning, you think you have some groundbreaking like conversations.
No, we did, though.
In total, that trip, we slept maybe like 5 hours, like over the whole weekend.
Yeah, and the worst part of that whole trip was I forgot to check into the flight before we went to the airport. I don't know if I told you this.
No.
We're coming back from Amsterdam, and Jacqueline and Isabella and our friend Brendo, they all checked in to like the flights on the phone. Mm-hmm. And so we got to the airport an hour and a half early, something like that. And I tried, but I was like too close to flight time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to check in like at the like kiosk, and the line was just so long, and I was like, they're not gonna make me miss my flight, right? And so I was in the line for like 30 minutes, and then I was in the line for an hour, and I kept on looking up my flight. I was like, please say delayed, and it was like, nope, it's leaving like on time. And so I like finally made it through like security and everything, and I was like, I literally had to sprint like all the way to the gate, and they were boarding, and I was in like a cold sweat.
You barely made it.
Yeah.
I still remember that. I like distinctly remember you like turning the corner as we're like boarding the plane, like you kept looking back.
I remember
you just looked pissed.
Yeah, I remember looking at one of you, and you looked so concerned, I just like shook my head.
Yeah.
I was just furious. Cause like what kind of operation are they running over there where they just like, you buy a flight. I mean, it was, what was it, FreeJet or whatever?
EasyJet.
Yeah. And they don't have air conditioning over there. Like,
no, the legroom is terrible.
Everything about EasyJet and flying in Europe in general
is not
just
easy.
No, it's just nonsense. Like, none of it makes any sense. Like, you think, like, you know, over here, you, like, you think that they have a method to their madness and that they're going to get everyone on the flight and everything. They don't care. They'll like, pick up some hobo on the street and be like, hey, you want to fly? Can you give us $10? And they'll give him your spot.
It's like, I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Until it happens to me. We're going to wrap it up here. We're going to play one more song just to transition over, but... we really loved having you girls here. It's so much more fun having guests. We hope you can come back next year for Jacqueline. We hope you have fun abroad and get 5 hours of sleep on the weekend and that, all that jazz. But
dude, what the hell are you talking about, man?
Not too much right now, but is there anything you want to say to, you know, do you have a mother out there that you miss or anything like that? Any, like, this is the fun thing. You don't know who's listening. It could be anybody. Is there anything you want to say?
In case my mom's listening, I didn't tell her about this. She doesn't know this, but I love you, Mom.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful.
That's actually beautiful.
Isabella, come on.
Oh, God, I don't know if I can top that. If that nun is out there listening, I just want to say I'm thankful for what you did now, and I understand.
That's also beautiful.
You want me to say something?
I'm scared, but yeah, go ahead.
All right, my little brother Owen that goes to Providence, he's usually up this morning because he has to, like, do, like, workouts and stuff for lacrosse. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, like, you're a terrible human being, Owen.
But that's why. I feel like you always go the wrong way with
this. Yeah. No, he's good at that. He just always catches
you. Didn't let me finish. I was saying, Owen, you're a terrible human being, and that's why we get along so well.
There we go.
And
it's right. Very nice of you, Charlie.
People say we look alike.
All right,
no, Rune.
What do I have to say?
Yeah.
I want to say hi to my grandpa. I just want to say you need to get out of the house today. I called him yesterday. He said he hasn't left the house in like 3 days, and he was like proud of it. So
he was proud of it.
Yeah, he was like, I've been holding down the fort. I was like, Grandpa, you got to do something. So get out there today, Grandpa. It's a good day. Stop. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Bye. Thanks for having us.
You know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far. Cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far. Get you too far.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
you're coming to her with a prayer. She died as a teen, thought a vampire. They would never let her rest in peace. Just another Just another.
Young Americans can't locate economic powers like Japan and India. 20% can't even find the Pacific Ocean. Without geography, our children aren't ready for the world. Geography is everywhere. It's incredible creatures, rhythm, fashion, flavor. It's economics and politics. It's change. Understanding connections between people and places is critical in the 21st century. That's why we created MyWonderfulWorld.org to give our kids the power of global knowledge. Go to MyWonderfulWorld.org for your free parent and teacher action kits. Because kids who understand our world today can succeed in it tomorrow.
Just the way it goes. Oh, listen to me, baby. I'm speaking from the heart. The winds of change are blowing in. Things are gonna fall apart. Now the body that I'm wearing, it wasn't built to last. But the body that I'm wearing, it wasn't built to last. If you want any part of it, you better grab it fast. My mind's still sharp. I know it's bound to fade. My mind's still sharp. I know it's bound to fade. Let's make more memories together before mine fade away.
Born to die. WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
can I do? I'm only human after all. I've made mistakes, not unlike you. There'll come a time when things will have to change, and maybe all these years won't be in vain. It's an illusion.
The cloudless sky.
Look into the cloudless sky. Cosmic specks of dust, no mind to change, so change the pace. Look to everyone for your own name. And where you think you are is where you've been. It's an
to all who are listening and to all who are listening, good morning. This is Sophia and Keisha, and today we're going to be subbing this 8 a.m. slot, just getting set up. We've got a good curation of some oldies but goodies and newies and goodies, and we hope you enjoy. We'll be starting in about 5 minutes.
You
This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.